Team Wonder Writers, I want to remind you that yesterday we took a look at Jack Yantos, a famous best-selling children's and adult author. And we used Jack Yantos to help us figure out some ideas for our stories. So we decided to make a neighborhood map. And we also took a close look at what was inside of our house. I projected that map for you to see, and then we tried it yesterday, and we'll continue adding things to our map. So if you remember correctly, we did that because we wanted to think of a place that matters, because in those places that matters in our life, we can actually find some powerful, powerful small moments for writing, and that those small moments will help inspire some great stories, whether it's a personal narrative, fantasy, or not. So let's read the Yantos map, and I want you to look at that as I talk. So what do you notice? This writer, Jack Yantos, chose one place where he spent a good amount of time, one that held a lot of stories. So let's add his strategy for generating personal narratives to our idea chart. And a strategy for me would be to take that strategy of writing about some place that matters, and we jot down moments. And we also take a look at another strategy that we're going to try today, first and last times. And sometimes when we list first and last times, what really helps us is that what we learned in those first and last times. So first and last times is something about remembering a strong emotion where there was a lesson learned that changed you in some way. So I think about, let's say, the time I was frantic after, let's say, I destroyed my father's confidence when my sister and I took the moped. And even though he said no, we took it anyway. And I remember feeling really bad about that. That was the first and last time I broke my dad's confidence. So sometimes what I do is I brainstorm times when I came to an important realization, times when I learned something. And then I reflect and I look for those one small moments from that list that feels the most compelling to write. You think about that. You might have a long list of first times you did something or last times you did something or first time you saw something or last time you saw someone. But you want to pick something to write about today from your map or your first and last time list that give you strong feelings that where you realize something, and that would lead to a good story. So I want you to think about your writer's workshop list, your writer's workshop notebook, and I want you to make a quick list of the times when you realized something important. Remember to recall those times. It helped me, at least, remember moments when I felt some really strong emotions and I learned some lessons. So I want you to think about writing today, fast and furious. I will be coming around to confer with you, to help you if you need it. But I want you to consider this. When you are writing, you're going to be taking risks on that paper. You're going to celebrate all those small moments in your life, and you're going to bring your level of work up. You're ready for this because writers stay in that moment. They stay in the moment, and they teach you that you've got to make sure that you zoom in, just like we've been using our mentor text. We're zooming in. We're looking at imagery. We're using figurative language, similes, metaphors, and all that. We're not worried about putting all those things on the page. We're not even worried about spelling and grammar. We're worried about just getting your ideas out on that paper. We'll also choose one of these long drafts to take and change completely. So today is really about getting the ideas on the page. All right, good luck today.